I just didn't find it that interesting. This is the news, according to me. Well, this is a special edition of the news, according to me. A special edition. That means, a special means it's an addition. An addition means it's additional. So this wasn't a, this is something, this goes above and beyond what you paid for. So it's what it amounts to. So you're not, you didn't pay for this. Well, you didn't pay for anything. However, you know, it's, nothing's free. And I know that I do appreciate, that's why I do appreciate people listening to the show, because I know that it, you know, it costs you to get online. It just, you can't just listen to this for nothing, unless you stole somebody's computer and you're getting free Wi-Fi. You know, if you got a free phone and a free Wi-Fi, and you're doing something else while you're listening to this, then maybe it's pretty much free. I guess that in that sense, yes. But no, nobody. There's a certain amount of time, you know, that you're spending listening to this. Certain amount of your internet access that you're spending listening to this. So I know it's not just free, and I appreciate you listening. I do appreciate you downloading, sharing, subscribing, all those things. And just to tune in to find out what's in my cup on a Saturday afternoon evening as I'm sitting here in paradise. I found out that back home there was snow on the ground, which is always, for some reason, it's more enjoyable being down here, and it's more satisfying knowing that there's snow on the ground back home. Now I have a system at home that has, I have all kinds of security cameras. I can see the yard, and I was watching it this morning as the sun was coming up and watching the sun glisten off the snow, and I was sitting back, the window open, barefoot, looking out at the ocean here. It's very nice. It's a pleasant feeling. Unfortunately, I couldn't see my dogs. That's the worst part of the day. I can't see my dogs. A day without dogs is like a day without dogs. And I just can't stand it. Which brings me to what's in my cup. It was a great segue there, wasn't it? Just right into that. A seamless segue right into what's in my cup. Because when you think of dogs, you think of cup. That's what you think. You want to keep your dogs out of your cup, typically. Unless you're feeding them from a cup, then it's their cup. I'm not going to use that cup anymore. If the dogs are eating out of that cup, well, my dogs would be okay, but not your dogs. I have, I'm always trying to figure out what microphone, I think when I plug in my headphones with this computer, so I apologize for the sound quality, because I'm pretty sure it's picking it up from the microphone on my earphones here, which is always a little bit less, quality driven than what my regular microphone is. However, it's not going to pick up, hopefully it won't pick up as much background noise, which is my concern, that there's a lot of music playing in the background down at the dining area, as well as I've got to kind of talk a little bit softer because I think my neighbors can hear everything I say. I'm pretty sure they can hear when I breathe. If I just sigh a little bit, it's like I can hear them going, well, I wonder what he's sighing about over there. Pretty sure that the walls are about paper thin here. Now, I mean paper, I mean like cardboard, maybe cardboard thin, literally. I am down in the British Virgin Islands. Tortola is where I'm at right now, on the northwest side, northern, more northerly. I can see Van Yost Dyke here, or Dyke Yost, like, I don't know what it is. Van Yost, Dyke Van Yost, I don't know. Dick Van Dyke, I can see Dick Van Dyke from here. I have in my cup, by the way, as I was getting to before you interrupted me, I have Pacific Chai, ironically, because I'm not in the Pacific right now. It seems like it kind of could be, but I'm not. Coconut flavored chai. I brought it along with me. In a place, little place called the Heritage Inn, Banana Keet. And I have to say, the food here is awesome. The prices aren't that cheap. It's not cheap anywhere, I guess. There's just, I can't get a cheap hamburger, which is what I'd like to have. I'd just like to have a $10 hamburger. That's apparently not that. I would take a $20 hamburger at this point. But that's not available, apparently. However, the food is incredibly awesome, and the quantity of food that you get, the size of your order is astounding. Serving sizes are just huge. I had first night I was here, I had salmon, and it was a piece of salmon that just kept on going. It was kind of covered with all this other stuff, vegetables and stuff, and it was actually I'm not a big vegetable guy. I don't know if you figured that out or not, but I'm not big into the vegetable thing. And I actually ate all of them. I have to back that up. I didn't eat all of them the first night. I ate about half the salmon and about half the vegetables the first night. Remember, it also came with rice as well, fried rice. And I ate about half of all that, maybe a little more. And I had enough left over for the next day for lunch. It's kind of a brunch type thing. I ate a brunch. I'm not getting a whole lot of exercise here in the quarantine area. There's a pool. I can use the pool, apparently. So I did that. As long as I stay 6 feet away from everybody and don't, you know, they're pretty slack about this stuff down here. I mean, it's not like they're going to shoot you. I don't think. You know. Monday, I will get to go take my test, and then hopefully I can pass that. And then I'll be, hopefully the results come in within a day. And I will know on Monday whether or not I'm healthy or not. Whether or not I'm going to die or going to kill anybody else around me, I guess. That's because this is so ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, this, and you can find these. I didn't get any video clips or audio clips or any of this stuff that happened. But the absolutely ridiculous statements that have been getting made by the soon-to-be-gone Kawasaki. She said something that, well, I wish I had it. It was her attitude was half of this. I really should have probably got the recording. Maybe I'll show the recording on Monday when I do my show on Monday morning. I'm going to do a show on Monday morning, and I guarantee you I will have the videos all lined up for you. As long as it's not too busy here. And I think if they call me and have me go in to do my test first thing Monday morning, I am going in first thing Monday morning because I want to get that thing done and over with and get my results as soon as possible. That's all I can tell you. Now, Jen Psaki, apparently Nancy Pelosi now has come down with, I'm sure she's at least triple vaxxed, probably quad vaxxed, because if ever anything, you know, Biden would do, she would do just to show, oh, look, we'll set an example for the children. So I'm sure she's probably got her fourth dose, and of course she tested positive. Right before she tested positive, she was seen on video. Everybody saw it. She kissed the president, gave him a hug and a kiss. Of course, no mask on. Not that that would have mattered. But so, when questioned about this, again, this comes back to my question of, has Joe Biden ever had COVID, and would they admit it if he did? I don't think they would. I honestly do not think that they would ever say that he had COVID. If he did, they would never admit to it. Because that would, they would probably not get as much Pfizer money or whatever they're getting. Pfizer, Moderna, they're all paying them money. They're all getting money from their campaign. I guarantee you that. This is it's ridiculous. They have to set this example. They can't go by the science. Just like this thing down here, just what I'm going through right now. This is not science. If they're going to quarantine me, they need to quarantine everybody because now John Campbell just came out with another report about the latest, I think they're calling it the approval recommendations to get the fourth shot. Now he's saying that the fourth shot will last about 6 weeks with some ability to reduce your symptoms, but they don't say to what level. Now, what his frustration was with the two studies he was quoting, his frustration was they didn't compare that to natural immunity. They have no interest in bringing up natural immunity. None. That's the most outrageous thing I've seen so far, is that they refuse to admit that it even exists. And yet, in any study that has been done, it has been shown to be more. And there are now people finding videos of Fauci before this whole thing happened, before it even came out. This is back in 2012 and 2016, 2017. He was on record stating about how the best immunity is natural immunity. If you have the virus, that's the best immunity you can have. He was talking about the flu, but he's talking about that whole thing. So this is just another example of the ridiculousness that we face with this whole situation. Now, if they're going to quarantine anybody, they need to quarantine everybody. The obvious results from most of these tests are that and in fact, John Campbell is finally admitting that the vaccine does not prevent you from getting it or spreading it at all. It's questionable as whether or not there's any ability for it to deflect any of that. In effect, natural immunity probably has a higher rate of being able to keep you from transmitting it. So if they're gonna quarantine people, they need to quarantine everybody. Even the vaxxed need to be quarantined. If they want to track us for any particular reason, or if they just want to not quarantine us and track us for spread, you know, if somebody does come pop up, and they wonder why they're still spreading it. It's spreading everywhere. They're trying to blame the unvaccinated for this, which is just it's stupid. It does not follow the science, which is what aggravates me to no end. I know I'm talking kind of fast because I haven't had much. I had my breakfast this morning. I had my brunch, and I went out and exercised, and now I'm just drinking this chai. Whenever I drink chai or anything heavily caffeinated, or not, this isn't that heavily caffeinated, but anything with caffeine in it, after I've on an empty stomach, especially this time of day, I have a tendency to talk fast. I don't know if any of you have ever noticed that. I have a tendency to talk a little faster. My mouth sometimes can't even keep up with it because I'm talking faster than my mouth will work. I should have stretched out probably before I started this. I should have done some facial exercises so I don't strain something. The ridiculousness of this whole thing with Nancy Pelosi, here's what happened. So Nancy kisses the president, and she tests positive a couple days later. And of course, or a day later, or whatever it was. And of course, they were all concerned that the president, you know, so they tested the president. Oh, the president tested negative. I would think he would be testing every day. I would think. President tested negative. Okay, well, that's great. Is he ever going to test positive? Ever? Is he just in this bubble? You got all these people around him. He's always sniffing everybody. So it's how do you, out in the world, just touchy-feely, handsy-grabby, and in this whole, of course, they would have called it a super spreader event when Obama came to the White House the other day to try to jazz things up a little bit. And it just made Obama look ridiculously, the contrast between Obama and Joe was just ridiculous. And it just made him look worse. It made Biden look even worse. Stumbling and bumbling around, not knowing where he was going. Now, we'll get into that a little bit later. We'll talk about what the Democrats plan to do here. They have got a bunch of chess moves here that they have to play out. They're war gaming this, and I guarantee you. We'll get into that about what they're going to do with Biden. Because they have someone else, and you know that's a problem. That's Kamala. She's not going to bring the party up at all. So they have to figure out how they're going to play their hand on this. And they're used to playing checkers, like children's checkers or chutes and ladders. So I don't know if they're going to be able to pull this off. I'm sure that they're wargaming this constantly. There's probably so much going on with the DNC right now. We'll get into that. So to circle back, she gets. Asked what is going on, aren't they concerned about the president and didn't she break social norms by, you know, what are the protocols? Well, so Psaki decides to quote the CDC's rules verbatim, and this is how ridiculous this is. Let me point out how ridiculous this would be. So she read the CDC's guidelines, which say that if you're within 6 feet for more than 15 minutes or cumulative 15 minutes over a 12-hour period, whatever it is, it's over a certain amount of hours, then you, that means you've been exposed and you should, you know, to that person who was positive. Okay, so you're telling me, so he said she didn't break the protocols because she was only, you know, she went in and out of there. She wasn't even around him for more than 5 minutes. She just went in and, you know, she didn't break protocols. Okay, let's do some math here. Are you telling me that a person standing 5 feet from another person for 16 minutes has now broken protocol? And a person who walks in and slobbers on somebody else, gives a hug and a kiss, has the same, even if it takes a minute. You're telling me that has less, that's not breaking protocol, but somebody who stands 5 feet away for 16 minutes, that person is, that's a problem. That now you're broken protocol. Forget the fact that we just, you know, swapped saliva here. And it just blows my mind that these people are that ridiculous. They will pull these rules out, pull these things out when it's convenient for them. When it's just, why should it surprise me? It doesn't really surprise me. It just amazes me the crass ability. Two words. I don't think crass ability is a word. Maybe we should make that a word. Okay, I now declare that it is a word. Crass ability is a word. The tough part about it is just how brazen they are in the whole thing. Just pass it off like, oh, you're ridiculous. She didn't break protocols. He doesn't need to be, you know. No. And of course, here's the problem. If he did test positive, they wouldn't tell us. They'll just say, well, the president has, you know, he's got something else to attend to right now. Just, it really, really just bothers me. But we'll get back into this whole thing with the president, what they're going to do with him. This show's, it might be an hour-long show here. I was planning on this being like a 20-minute long show, and I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to have to be like an hour or two, maybe three. This might go on all night. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Now, by the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial advisor or a counselor. I'm not an Olympic skier. I'm just a guy with a microphone. That's all I am. It's not even a very good microphone right now. So it's just, I'm not much of a guy. So there you go. It's just, I don't know why you're listening to this show, really. It's just it's a ball of yarn, big ball of yarn. It's all tangled up. It's like a cat playing with a ball of yarn. I don't even know what that means. I think the chai is kicking in right now. That's what's happening. So that is good chai. I have this whole thing just amazes me, the way they're reacting about this kind of stuff. Now, there was two things, and you can find it, but I'm going to try to find the audio of a circle back saying this stuff. And it's just annoying the way they do this stuff. So I have another issue that I want to talk about. Was this issue where a college student, apparently, I don't know what college they were at. I can't remember where they were at, where they were doing this little thing with CNN. They had Ann Applebaum and Brian Stelter and a couple other guys who were being asked questions. They were all like on a little panel up front. People were asking, the students were asking them questions. Well, a couple students asked questions, and they were pretty forthright with their questions. They had some tough questions to ask, and one of them was, I think, and of course, Stelter jumped in the one they said something about how the Hunter Biden laptop thing, you know, when they're talking about disinformation, how could you guys say that when you were saying, you weren't just saying that it wasn't verified, you were saying that it was a Russian plot. This was Russian disinformation. That they were the ones purveying this. They were the ones with the story that it came from Russia. He turns around and makes it into this whole thing of, well, you know, with CNN helped get the Fox News people out of the, all of a sudden it was about something else. He didn't answer the question. He dodged it completely and started giving this, we need to do a better job of communicating with everybody know, what we are and the way we are with it. Because really the perception everybody has is that, you know, I ended up chewing up out somebody from the administration. I got into an argument with them probably did, because you're all upset about the way they're not following along with the script. But we'll get along with it. We'll get back to that a little bit later. So this other person stands up and asks Ann Applebaum a question about it. Well, it just didn't seem. I just wasn't interested. It wasn't an interesting story. It wasn't interesting. Why should be concerned about, you know, what the president's son did, or what Hunter Biden did with his laptop? And it shouldn't make a difference as to who the president is. I just didn't find it interesting. Really, we spent 4 years, five almost basically, and still going on. It's still going on for 6 years now. Talking about what President Trump's kids have done. MSNBC just had a headline yesterday about how Donald Trump Jr. texted somebody about the coup on January 6th. He said something about the coup. They caught him red-handed, busted. No, it's not. He's not busted. People are so delusional. Do they really believe this crap? It's like they've gone so far into la-la land. They can't possibly. They've got to be. Maybe they are this deranged. I guess they are. They're just salivating over this idea that they're going to see Trump get perp walked into a prison somewhere. A lady from New York. You can't just arrest somebody because of who they are. The prosecutor from who was the attorney general from New York, said it was. They basically dropped the whole case now. She ran on the idea she was going to go after Trump and get him on whatever she could find. The whole idea was, we're going to arrest the guy just because that's who he is, Donald Trump. It's just illegal to be Donald Trump, so he's going to be jailed just because of who he is. What's interesting is in Sri Lanka right now. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Sri Lanka. Yeah. Remember to bring that up. Remind me to bring that up back again in a little bit. We'll talk about Sri Lanka here in a little bit. So all of a sudden, this isn't interesting. So it doesn't interest me. So I'm not gonna pursue this story. You know, a real journalist would dig into this and find the next. They wouldn't just wait for somebody to expose the nexus between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Now, some interesting things going on in the background. This guy that got involved with this, can't remember his name. If I had my YouTube thing up, I could probably find the thing here. I'm not going to do that. The guy went off to Sweden. Now, Sweden has some very strict. This is a whole other ball of wax. Supposedly, Sweden has some very strict internet security rules. Things are supposedly much more secure there than they are anywhere else. In fact, there's a whole business that started up called Secure, I think it is. S-U-K-U-R-E. They're not a sponsor. I sponsor them. I'm their sponsor. I pay for everything they do. That's not true either. That's a joke. I don't do that. By the way, this is all commercial free. On the radio, listen to Sean Hannity. This is just a side note. Listen to somebody like Sean Hannity or somebody. Now, I've noticed Tucker Carlson sometimes will talk for 20 minutes and not have any advertising whatsoever. And an hour-long show. Now, the thing that aggravates me is, you know, Sean has an hour-long television show and his radio show is even worse. You know, the first 5 minutes is nothing but an intro. All these little clips of everything. And you have to hear that every hour on the hour. And every 30 minutes, he plays a different kind of clip when he comes back in. So play that, and he'll have a 5 minute little, 5 to 10 minute little monologue. He'll call it setting the table. I think it's a little less than 10 minutes. And he'll talk about all the events right now that are going on. So really the whole show is about 10 minutes long. It's his opinion on what's going on. Then he brings in all these other people, and it's typically all the same people. Always Newt Gingrich, always. A lot of times he has Lindsey Graham on, which I just can't. He's an establishment guy. I can't stand him. He talks a big talk and never does anything. They could have stopped this whole Ketanji thing. They could have stopped it. There was a way they could have done it. They didn't do it, and I blame them. They just let it go. They didn't step in and make it. They could have swooped in and made this thing stop. Could have stopped it in committee. They did not do it. But the show goes on and on and on. And it's mostly, and then when Sean does bring someone on, the other day brought on Sean Penn. And everybody's accusing Sean Penn of saying that we need to nuke, you know, we need to be able to, we need not be afraid to nuke people. Well, Sean, I don't think that's really what Sean was saying. Now, he prefaced that statement by saying, this is what they did to Trump. And when Trump would make a statement like that, he would always preface it with something, or always, you know, he's made it clear about something, and then he would go off and make a statement. Of course, everybody's jumping on the statement he's making. It sounds like he wants us to be, you know, he wants us to be willing to throw nuclear bombs at people. I don't think he wants that. But I think that the talk needs to be tougher, and we need to have some serious, you know, more than just saber rattling going on. That's what he's saying, I think. I'm not that I agree with this. I'm just saying that's what he's trying to say. You know, what good is a nuclear deterrent if we're not able to exercise that deterrent? And you know, I there's some validity to what he's saying. I understand his point. That's the issue here. I don't think that nobody wants to see nuclear war, and he prefaces it with that. They don't want to see a nuclear war. However, you know, and it's just, what are we going to do here? It's going to see, well, yeah, we've got all these nukes. We're not going to use them. We're going to let you know we're not going to use them. I don't know. How do you let somebody know you're willing to use them without being sounding like a warmonger? And it's, I don't know what the answer is there, folks. I just it'd be nice if we could all set down all of our weapons and never have to use a weapon again. And that'd be great. But that's not the world we live in. And I don't know how to navigate all that. I'm just a guy with a microphone. I've got some opinions, but it's all they are. I think other people have opinions. I haven't been able to navigate the, you know, strategic military command issues, geopolitical stuff going on in that respect. So I digress. I'm going to go back onto this whole thing of what's happening with the interview with this whole Hunter Biden thing. So they decide that they're this is not an interesting story. Doesn't matter. It's not important. Oh, okay. So who's the big guy? And why are there people now that they've admitted that this thing is real? The guy who has the now they've also, there's actually more than one laptop, by the way. It's actually I think there's at least two. And there might be another hard drive. Now, they've made copies of this thing. I don't know how this works. If you make a copy of a hard drive, if you take that copy, if you can undelete files that were deleted, I don't know if those files transfer over to, you know, if you have to have the original hard drive, because there was like 800 or 80 some gigabytes or something, or 800, I don't know, some ridiculous amount of information that was deleted. And this guy was able to recover this stuff. He's found more emails and more pictures on this thing that were deleted. And I know it's incredibly damning stuff. It's bad. It's even worse than the stuff they found on the original stuff. I mean, it gets really bad, folks. And it does involve, they basically have found more than 10 references. I can't remember how many it is, but I know it's more than 10 references to the big guy. And it's obvious who they're talking about. They're talking about Joe Biden, his cut, and all the deals they're making. Now, how he's managing the funds and where it's all going, that's where it needs to be investigated, and that's where we need a special counsel on it. However, it's going to be another political football, and I don't know that it's ever going to do anything. But here's the crux of this whole thing. The Democrats right now seem to be going after him a little bit right now, to some degree. Some of them are. Some of them aren't. Some of them are still, and just like this, like Ann Applebaum. She, the traditional, you know, older CNN folks, some of the folks that have been all in the tank for it. Here's where this whole thing gets a little bit screwy. And I think the Democrats and the DNC and the campaigns that be, they're pretty much, they may fight a lot within themselves, but they are, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and their enemy is the Republican Party, supposedly. Now, Jimmy Dore has some points. He the other day he was pointing out that we have a uniparty. We don't, the Democrats, they're upset about the Democrats because the Democrats are too much like the Republicans. Now, I would say the Republican establishment is too much like, when we talk about the establishment, that's what we're talking about. I think Jimmy and I would agree that the Democrat and Republican establishment are one and the same, two sides of the same coin, and they pretend like they're fighting against each other, and then at the end of the day, they, oh look, we pushed the progressive agenda along where we wanted it to be, It's a different progressive agenda. It's not like the real progressives. Real progressives are the Marxists, and it's more or less what Jimmy is. Now, I have this issue of the whole Marxist, I'm not going to get into that. That's a whole show in and of itself, talking about the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda. I know that's kind of a weird mix to say that, because when you get down into definitions, it's not the same. There's this modern hybrid kind of communist Marxism that's weird. That's what I would call democratic socialism. At the end of the day, you get Sri Lanka or Venezuela. That's what you end up with. And it's obvious, you know, that's a mess. That right now they're calling for the people on the streets calling for the resignation of their president. Gave me an idea. Thought maybe I should just go down to the White House, start protesting, just get a sign, see how many people join me. I see how long that would take before we had people. But see, there again, this is where things get a little touchy for the Democrats. They have to figure this out. They have to play. They do these things. They if you recall back before the election in 2020, they were doing election simulations. They were doing this in 2016 as well. They do election simulations on how things could break down and how they're going to report on things depending on how things happen. This is the way they play these things out. They play these things out, and they actually have simulations, and they play these things out. They did this in 2020. And, of course, they were doing it all over internet. And so normally they would get together in a dark room somewhere and play this whole thing out. They'd have a big meeting, but they couldn't do that. So that some of this stuff got caught because it was online, and some people hacked it or sent video of this whole thing happening. The guy from CNN got caught with his pants down, literally. Yeah. He's back. Don't worry. He's got his job back. No problem. So this stuff that goes on, and it's they do this stuff. There's no question that this stuff goes on. You know that they're having meetings right now, playing this thing out, and what they can all do, how they're going to spin certain things. And here's what I'm getting at: if they put pressure on Joe Biden to resign because of what happened with Hunter Biden, or just whatever. And I think this is the way they're actually going to play this. I think that if they can wait, see the problem is they got this midterm election and they're looking at losing it. One estimate has that they're going to lose over 100 seats in the House. There's been some interim elections that have happened. I think one in Pennsylvania recently, another one up on the Northeast as well that happened recently, where there was an interim election, special election or whatever it was, and it was a landslide. Towns and counties and states, parts of the state that have never voted red, went red, flipped to Republican. People are not happy. And they are so out of touch. They are so much in their bubble there that they are not going to recognize this stuff. When they see this stuff happening, they start getting concerned. But I still would contend they're not going to learn their lesson. They think they can still pull this off. And I think here's where the problem is. They would love for the Republicans to come up with a way to be the ones who oust Joe Biden. That's what they would love to have happen. They would like to see the Republicans be the bad guys. Well, because they know the American people tend to not like that too much if they impeach this guy. Poor old guy got impeached. Oh, that's too bad. Oh, poor Joe. They'll play the sympathy card on that one. And they think that because of what happened with Clinton got impeached, and of course he won the next election. And I think that he didn't win the next election. The next midterm they got shellacked. was the next midterm or the next election? I can't remember. I think he actually won. I can't remember how it all happened. But the Republicans lost a lot of seats because they perceived it as people taking it out on them for being mad that they tried to impeach the guy. That's the way they saw it. And I think that they think that if the Republicans try to do that again, that the American people will snap back. They'll fight for the underdog, the guy that, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the Republicans need to be afraid of that at all, because right now I think people are so just disappointed. However, what's going to come up behind that? You know, if you get this whole midterm election thing, I think they're concerned about, which is, I think that's where the dilemma for them is. Kamala is not going to be a boost to the midterms. So they can't get rid of Joe now. But they need to get rid of Joe because he's bringing the party down. And they know that this whole thing, he's very unpopular. He's bringing all, you know, everybody down. Everything that's going on. Gas prices are high. But at the end of the day, the economy plays a huge part in this whole thing. And the economy is not good, and it's not going to get any better. Folks, we're heading for some really tough times here, which concerns me and what they might try to pull before the midterms, just to do something with the election. I would not put it past these people, because that's what's in their heads. They kept saying that's what Trump was going to do. It just means it's in their head to do that. So we have this issue here of, what are they going to do with the election? What are they going to do with Joe? What are they going to do with Kamala? Will they just let the midterms go and let the Republicans step in and start doing all? They know that there's all kinds of investigations are going to come out. Now I don't put a whole lot of faith in investigations anymore because of what has been happening in the past, 10 years with investigations. It all sounds good. They go before Congress. There's a lot of back and forth and people squirming in their chairs and getting all mad and things happening. Nobody ever goes to jail. Now, some guy nobody knows about, never heard of anybody. Just goes. We're going to arrest this guy, and that's all that ever happens. That's the scapegoat. That's the guy that did everything wrong. The one guy who lied on a FISA document. Let's just ignore the fact that James Comey signed off on it. Rosenstein or whatever his name is signed off on it. All these people that were signing off on it, they're signing off as if that's valid. Well, I didn't know he lied. He lied. That's why I signed off. Yeah, you should know your employees. You should watch your employees a little bit better. You should know what's going on. Anyway, my chai is gone. I drank that whole cup of chai. The crazy thing that I think we have to question ourselves about here is how this is going to play out, and what kind of craziness these people think that if they lose power, they've lost the democracy. They don't see the Republicans as being interested in democracy at all, which is just amazing to me when you stop to think about that. They see the democracy as being them, not being the people. If the people decide, if 99% of the people voted tomorrow to oust all of them, they would say, well, we just lost our democracy. That's the democratic process right there. We don't have a democracy, by the way. We have a republic. I know that. We use a democratic process to elect representatives. And this is where the confusion steps in a lot with people. A republic is kind of a form of democracy. However, the republic is based on a set of rules within a constitution, presupposed rights, which is what we send representatives to Washington to protect. That's their first and foremost job, is to protect our rights. The second one is to keep us safe and do all these other stuff with the border and keep the country safe and manage economic situation, the economy in terms of commerce and trade, international, state-to-state trade. That's basically it. Provide for the common welfare, which is not welfare as we know it. It's not a socialist program. But that's what they've done. They like these play on words all the time. They do this all this stuff all the time. So now we have the craziness that's going on, of course. And what are they going to do if they let the Republicans do this and let them impeach Joe? then it's, you know, it's, of course, it's the Republicans' fault from then on. Everything that happens from that point on is Republicans' fault. If they push Joe to resign before the, especially before the midterms or right after the midterms or whenever this, however this stuff all plays out. Now, they've been playing this out for a long time, this whole Hunter Biden thing, and nobody's doing anything. It's playing around them in the news media, and people are kind of upset, and nobody's, you know, there aren't people in the streets calling for this guy's resignation, so they're just kind of letting it go. I think they just think it's going to fizzle out, which it could. This could just go by and just keep going. And this would go on as business as usual, because they know that at some point, people will get tired of it. They just kind of drip this stuff out. People get tired of it, and then they stop talking about it. And before you know it, people have forgotten about it. 2 weeks later, there's some other crisis going on. You know, it's the fourth shot. It's a new strain of coronavirus. This one makes your eyes water. We've got to get, you know, another vaccine. We have to lock down the country. Have to have these voting booths. Have to have these little voting mailboxes everywhere that they now are finding out that there were hundreds of thousands of votes harvested in the country, that especially in swing states. They've tracked all this stuff. It is unbelievable what happened. We all knew it. There's no way this guy got 81 million votes. No way. And it, yeah. Would things be better today with Trump? I don't know. I have no idea. It's all, you know, it's a straw man thing. I don't know. It's hard telling. But I know it could have been worse. I don't think it could have been any worse. What's going on right now? So, you know, the whole thing started with the whole, and it's our country, our world runs on oil. 80% of the world's energy is met by fossil fuels. You can't just shut that off and expect, you know, solar and wind to pick up on that. Now, I'm on an island right now. Perfect petri dish for wanting to test this stuff. Why don't they just do that here? Why don't we just have the whole island powered by solar and wind? They got wind here all the time. There's plenty of wind here. Why don't they just do it? Pay for it. Just do it. British could come in and just make an example of this place. You got an island here. No. Everything's running on diesel here. They have generators running here. Running for the power. The power I'm using right now to run it's my battery. I'm actually running on battery power right now. But battery power is not free. You have to charge it up somehow. It comes from the wall over here. When I'm over there by the wall, I charge it up. You know, or have to. There's no desk in this place. I don't know how they expect anybody to do any work here. It's like you're just, they just expect you to be on vacation with no work. How's that supposed to work? That doesn't happen. Who does that? So they get themselves in a quandary. There are some people who are rabidly in the Republican Party, rabidly going after Joe Biden and want to impeach him. I just think that's they need to be thinking about that as well. They need to be thinking about the whole, how they're going to play this out as well. Because it could be a trap. The Democrats could be setting a trap for them if they end up impeaching Joe. Who they put in behind that or who they end up electing. Now, they won't be able to do much after the midterms if by January of next year, when everybody starts getting sworn in, then we see all the changes happening and we see the new Republican Party coming in. And that's what's going to happen. Now, then they know it's going to happen. I think they're afraid of that. And they are going to try to stop it. That's what it amounts to. How are they going to stop that? I don't know. One way or another. So, the bumper music's coming in. And I probably should, I guess, be done with this show. Once again, thanks for listening, everybody. From the islands, Mon. God bless. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, and thanks for sharing and subscribing and all those other things. We'll get through this. God is on the throne. Amen. Take care, folks. Have a great day.